Well, she is always in the know. Her name is Stacey Williams, and she's from the York County Library System, and she comes here on Palmetto Mornings to let us know what's going on at each of our branches throughout the county. And good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so all of your branches, however, are closed today, Friday, February the 20th.
Yeah, we have a network outage right now, so that means that our internet and our phones are down, so we're going to be closed to the public today. We closed actually yesterday around 4:30 p.m., but we do have a service technician coming out to look at this equipment failure that went down yesterday. So we hopefully, once the technician comes in, we can get that serviced and replaced as soon as possible. But right now, we're closed as of this morning.
So that means the branches are closed and the online services, I assume,
Of our digital services are available, like Libby and Hoopla. And you can still look on our catalog and place holds, but our branches will be closed for now.
Technology. It's everyone's friend when it's working and everyone's enemy when it's not. Has someone tried to unplug and plug it back in?
Oh, yes. We have our we actually have our IT manager right now waiting on a technician to give us a call back and just to say, hey, we're on the way. So if we have any updates today, we will definitely let everyone know on Facebook or on our website.
Sounds good.
I'm so sorry. But it's the pros and cons of dealing with technology, right?
Yeah, that's
it. All right. Well, glad it doesn't happen too often, for sure.
And the York County Library is also hiring.
Yes, we're hiring right now. We have 3 open positions. We have a reference librarian position, children's assistant, a library branch assistant. Anytime a position comes open, we always post those jobs online. You can download the application and fill it out. You can email directly the hiring manager, or you can drop the application off, but we do require a resume. So if you're interested in coming to work for the library, it's a great opportunity. We do sometimes hire high school students for our page positions when those become available. But it's a great place to work, and we've always we have people that have worked with the library for over 50 years. Wow. So it's one of those jobs that you kind of stick around.
Longevity.
Yes, longevity.
Well, Stacey, you're a great example. You're a product of the Rock Hill School District, a proud graduate of South Point High School. You went to Winthrop, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I actually went to USC Columbia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, Stacey, the Gamecock.
Well, another reason why we like you even more, Stacey.
I am a Gamecock. So I am, I had an opportunity to go to Winthrop, but I actually went to USC for 4 years, and then I came back and... I grew up in the library system as a child, so I ended up working there, and I've loved it. I've been working for the library over 10 years now. So.
Wow. Well, you're a great advocate for it, and you do such a great job of you've really helped to educate all of us that the library is not a place you go and check out a book and then you leave. It can be, but you've educated all of us about the advancements with technology, even though it's not on your side today.
Oh, no.
But just the advantages of technology and how the library has always been a gathering for the community and all your events. So kudos to you and your team over there. But you're a great example of someone that's a product of the system in York County. And then you've repaid it forward. So you can work with the wonderful Stacey if you want to work within the York County Library system. And with that being said, you've got the Friends of the Library annual meeting. It is happening this Sunday, February the 22nd at 2 p.m., and everyone's pretty much welcome to this, right?
Oh, yes. It's open to the public. It's, it's their time to recognize their volunteers throughout the year, and, there's some... there's some business meetings involved as well, but we're going to have a guest speaker. We have Stephen Turner, former economic development manager. He's retired since then, but he has, I think, a few books out right now, and
several.
So he's going to come out and speak about his current book that's out. So it's a great opportunity just to come see what the Friends are doing and how they support the library. They'll have, the guest speaker. They're going to do their volunteer recognition. They're going to recognize their volunteer of the year, friend of the year. So, it's a great opportunity just to come out and see what the Friends of the library are doing, how they support the library. And then also, they're going to have a few light refreshments. So it's a great opportunity just to come out. That'll be at the Oratory on this Sunday. That meeting was rescheduled. It was supposed to happen last month, but we got some of that snow and icy weather. So they did reschedule for this weekend.
And we actually bragged a little bit on the Friends at the Library this morning because today is National Clean Out Your Bookcase Day.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so we said, oh, yeah, we could do that and then donate all those books to the Friends on Main. So, which is also one of Lucas's favorite stores in town.
Love it.
So.
Love it.
Today's a good day to do that.
Have you been by lately?
I have. And I have or have not maybe saw a book that I liked and I wanted to make sure no one got it. So I kind of.
You have to get it if you see you got to get it. It's one of those things.
Because I kind of tucked it away and said, I'll come back and get it.
It was gone. Somebody found it.
Someone found my hiding spot there. I literally was trying to.
Well, it wasn't too good of a hiding
spot. It really wasn't. Well, I didn't want to be that guy either. Because you know, people do that at other stores.
You have when you see something, you have to get it.
I should have just got it.
That goes for any type of store.
That's right.
I go straight to the biography section. Okay. Because I want to know all the juicy gossip from all those celebrities. There's some good ones there.
Goodness. He's going to try to write his own book.
I know. I still need to do that, Stacey.
You have to sit down and write a little bit each.
I know. I don't know exactly the direction I want to go with the book. But anyway, regardless, whenever I have my book signing, don't worry. It's going to be Friends of the Library exclusive.
And I'm
marking down.
They would love to have you.
Thank you.
You'll be the guest speaker at their annual meeting.
Well, I'm already wanting to work there when I'm retired. I can tell you that because I love it. It really is a fantastic spot. And I like it because if you don't know what to get people at this point in life, chances are if the person wants something, they'll get it themselves. But a book is such a unique item to buy someone because you know their preference, right? You kind of know what books and stories they're into. And if you buy that, I find that to be a very interesting, just a unique gift. And their coffee table books are fantastic. And I've got so many. And I've had some folks when they've been in my man cave said, where did you get that? And I said, the Friends Books on Main. Y'all should sponsor my little bookcase of all the books I've gotten from there. But truly is a wonderful gem in our community. So check it out for sure.
So clean out those bookcases today and donate.
That's it. All right. Stacey, I was going to call you Stephanie. I don't know. Hello, Stacey.
Stacey,
as always, you're the best friend. Thank you so much for everything.
You.
We appreciate it.